This is a collective panic now. They failed to jail him. They failed to bankrupt him. They failed to scare him. They failed to get his family to beg him to stop. They've tried everything other than beating him at the polls. And now that's failed. So as I have been saying, one, I'm a 51% Trump guy. I disagree with much of what he does. Two, however, if there is one human being that can stop the bleeding that the Biden regime and before him, Obama and before him, Bush and before him, Clinton and all the rest of them have inflicted, but primarily just in the last 12 years, it has been a bloodbath and a horror show. If there's someone that, and especially in the last 3 years, if there's someone that could stop the bleeding, then I think it's Donald Trump. And that is why I support him, and that's why you can yell at me, you can scream at me, you can cancel your subscriptions, you can tell me to go blank myself, you can say that we have one Savior, Jesus. Whoever said that that wasn't true? I certainly didn't. In this day, in this moment, like the start of the Big Lebowski, sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man. And in this instance, it's Trump. And the fact that all of my enemies despise him is a bonus. Now, I want to talk about it. We'll give you all the details about Nikki Haley packing it in and press conference that she's going to hold. She's not going to endorse Trump. That's the headline that's coming out of the presser. She's not going to endorse Trump. I think that is like political suicide. I think she already committed a political Harry Carey, but this is just. This is Romeo and Juliet level stuff. This is going, okay, give me the hemlock vial. Give me the basket. Give me the hemlock vial, I'll go ahead and drink it. I want to tell you, though, there are two big stories that came out of yesterday that no one is talking about. How many of you live in the state of North Carolina? Now, we're broadcasting live on 1010 WXKG in Atlanta. This morning, this is our, fourth day of national syndication. And welcoming all of you, wait till you hear the Marjorie Taylor Greene soundbite I have for you today. How many of you, though, in nearby North Carolina, listening wherever you may be, know who Emmett Martin Graham is? No, not Emmett Martin Graham. Who's the guy that won the Senate primary yesterday? Emmett Martin Grant is the soundbite of the guy who's the voter. No, you don't have. There's nothing in the cut sheet. You played it earlier. Mark Robinson. There's two names that came out of yesterday. I want you to store away in your fertile minds. Mark Robinson in North Carolina, and Steve Garvey in California. Shifty, melonhead, pathological, sociopathological liar, Adam Schiff, beat Garvey by one percentage point yesterday. And Garvey didn't get into this race until late. He didn't spend any of his own money, and he didn't do a big slew of campaign events, but he was really good in the two debates that he was in. And then seemingly, the people of the state of California may have just had it with being told, look, you all have to kill yourself in order to satisfy Gaia. The Green New Deal God needs your life and your children's life, so we're going to help you kill yourself. We're going to kill the state. We're going to kill the state's economy. We're going to kill the state's reputation. We're going to run every sane living individual out of it. May have finally reached the point where people, the good people of California, and it used to be a great state, where the people of California have had it.